This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Overlords, whether you are man, woman, or child, you will obey these pronouns.
This poor little first grader who said hello to the boy using his boy's name was chastised on the playground and then later called out of class and sent to the principal's office because she did not use the correct pronoun.
Respecting the fact that we are now a state recognizing the non-binary designation as a gender, he and she... we are now merging them so that we are using what my grammar teacher would have had a heart attack over. We are using the phrase they.
But there's a principle at stake here that you're ignoring for political reasons, and I'm a little surprised that you are. And that is a really simple one. It's called free speech, and you have the right to express your view. And if other people don't like it, they don't like it. But you can't be put in prison for saying what you think is true. And this bill seems to ignore that long-standing right that we've enjoyed, and I find it terrifying for that reason.
And I knew you were going to say that. I will contend that these are employees. They are regulated by the government.
People have sincerely held religious views about gender that are not based on malice or hatred. But this view, bill, seeks to make their view of gender illegal. Now, I know you all believe in the First Amendment, or you say you do. And here's my question. How can you believe in free speech if you think the government can compel people to use certain pronouns when talking to others as this bill proposes? Compelled speech is not free speech.
As the Federalist reported, the Supreme Court of Canada ordered that a 14-year-old girl receive testosterone injections without parental consent. The court also declared that if either of her parents referred to her using female pronouns or addressed her by her birth name, they would be considered guilty of family violence. As previously reported, Maxine was encouraged by her school counselor in British Columbia's Delta School District to identify as a boy while in seventh grade. When Maxine was 13 years old, Dr. Brendan Hirsch and his colleagues at BC Children's Hospital decided that Maxine should begin taking testosterone injections in order to develop a more masculine appearance. As Canada slides down the slippery slope, LifeSite News reported in June of 2017, Canada's Senate passed the Justin Trudeau Liberals Transgender Rights Bill. The bill adds gender expression and gender identity to Canada's Human Rights Code and to the Criminal Code's Hate Crime section. Jack Fonseca, Campaign Life senior political strategist, said the bill will be used to attack Christian beliefs. Mark my words, he said, this law will not be used as some sort of shield to defend vulnerable transsexuals, but rather as a weapon with which to bludgeon people of faith and free-thinking Canadians who refuse to deny truth. Furthermore, the time-immemorial tradition of the Olympics are on the verge of collapsing due to a gray area of illegitimacy after the trans movement, fueled by PC culture, invaded the ranks of female Olympians.
That when it comes to sport, when it comes to who's the fastest, who's the strongest, when you're running around a 400-meter track, the basically, from gender fluidity, we're back to two biological sexes in which those who are born male have a distinct advantage. Where are they going wrong on that?
Well, first of all, biology is actually quite complex.
Connecticut junior Selena Soule won't be competing in the 55-meter dash. She was edged out of the top six spots, in part by two transgender runners, Andrea Yearwood and Terry Miller, both male at birth, now identifying as female. Terry set a girls' state indoor record. Andrea came in second.
It's frustrating and in a way demoralizing when you're at the the start line of a race and you know what the outcome of the race is before it even happens.
They have naturally testosterone within their body that has been proven to get.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Just a few minutes ago, before we went live, I got an emergency phone call from Tommy Robinson. He's had leftist Antifa groups that obviously work for MI5, that's come out in internal videos and documents, encamped around his home, threatening his family. The police are staked out down the street. The surveillance equipment, listening to everything happening in his house, desperately trying to set him up and send him back to prison for exposing the giant child kidnapping rings that have now been brought down to a great extent nationwide. Tens of thousands of children freed in the last 2 years, thanks to Tommy Robinson, a living hero. And he doesn't want me to show you the footage yet because he's checking some legal issues, but he has the police caught, staked out, working with the terrorist. And again, earlier last week, he released exclusive documentary that was seen millions and millions of times in one day on Facebook. His Facebook was deleted, so was his Instagram. And the documentary we re-uploaded, InfoWars.com, shows undercover BBC reporters saying that they were going to try to set Tommy Robinson up and have women make false sexual allegations against him. And I know they've been offering people money to do that to me as well. And you have to understand, this is criminal, what they're doing. This is absolutely criminal, what they're doing. And it's very, very dangerous. And it's the model of how you have intelligence agencies with corrupt corporate media and then activists that act as the go-between to carry out the on-the-ground racketeering. This is organized crime. And we've already put up with the IRS and the British IRS persecuting patriots and nationalists. We've already put up with all the illegal spying. We've already put up with the censorship. So next comes the physical attacks. Next comes the shutdown of society. So he was scheduled to be on in the second hour. I'm not even sure if he'll be able to be here now. I'll be talking to him, obviously, during the breaks, but this is fast-moving news. He sent myself and the producer. And guys, I was going to ignore it and just wait till we go to break, but you guys have got a feed coming to my ear. And I can only handle 5 minutes of it, so I just have to tell you on air, please kill it. Again, I saw that exclusive footage. Very shocking, and he may let us play it next hour, if he's even here next hour. That said, Paul Joseph Watson is here in the United States, speaking of England. He is in the green room. He's got a lot of big breaking news coming in at the bottom of the hour. So you'll definitely want to join us for the latest on Brexit, the latest on the Islamification of Europe, the latest on censorship, the latest on inside baseball with Trump. And so that is all going to be coming up on the broadcast here today. We're coming to you from the new studios here in Austin, Texas, on a syndicated radio / television broadcast. Some of the biggest news, obviously, is that the border is being purposely destroyed. And instead of fixing it, we just have a debate about whether there's a problem or not forever. It's kind of like debating whether your cell phones are spying on you instead of admitting they spy on you. And then once it's admitted, it's already ubiquitous. And it's the same tactic about, you know, where autism's coming from and why it's getting so bad. When they have all the studies and we know, they just keep having a debate about whether the vaccines are triggering autoimmune responses in the gut and the brain and causing autism. We're going to be getting to all that. And then meanwhile, the criminalization of dissent against globalism and globalist invasion is becoming illegal all over the world. Dozens arrested for erecting anti-migrant Christian cross in Greece. The cross is seen as hurtful to Muslims, and so no public crosses. Germany, Sweden, and others have been ordering churches to remove, in some cases, thousand-year-old crosses. I'm not joking. It's an Infowars.com article by Ben Warren with links to mainstream news saying it's a wonderful thing, take down the crosses. And obviously, the whole Russiagate situation has completely fallen apart. And they've had to admit that that's all a big joke. And Mueller's report set to come out this week, they're now saying. It was set to come out March 1st. They keep moving the goalpost. But now they've moved on to everything but Russia and all these other criminal investigations. And they use the illegal Russia investigation as the dragnet so that they would be able to then scoop up anything and everything on associates of Trump to then threaten them with prosecution for things like income tax evasion if they don't come out and bear false witness against the president. And again, it's also a domino effect or a snowball effect, where they have one woman come out and make false allegations against the president and his nominee. They did to Trump and to his Supreme Court nominee, Kavanaugh. And then another woman, another woman, another woman, another woman. And then women go, oh, we just made it up because he's a Trump supporter. He deserves it. Very, very dangerous situation. We're going to be looking at all of that coming up, as well as the House. Democrats launch, quote, aggressive new probes. And Mr. Schiff, In the committee in the House that's going to be overseeing this, he's hired a former prosecutor to go after President Trump and try to derail the nationalist agenda. So that's coming up as well today. The first thing I want to hit, though, when we come back, is Joe Rogan knocking it out of the park. And I'm not saying that Joe Rogan hit it out of the park because he had me on his podcast. He hit it out of the park. This is what everybody wanted. He had Jack Dorsey of Twitter, and he told me last week at dinner he was going to have him on Tuesday, that I had to sit on that. And then all of a sudden we're like, hey, he said he'd go live about noon or so, but he went live about 2 Central with Jack Dorsey and Jack Dorsey's mother, Vijaya Gadde. His mommy was there to hold his hand and, you know, make sure that he was a good little boy. And it was just unparalleled lies and BS. And Joe tore them apart. And so did journalist Tim Pool, who I'm very impressed with. Followed his work for many years. I know he's more of a leftist and has criticized me, and that's fine. But he does get how the censorship really works and how it's being implemented and how it's really a campaign violation, campaign finance violation, because they don't let conservatives, libertarians have speech. Everybody else can. Very powerful 2-hour interview. I ended up watching most of it last night when I got home. We got some excerpts of that because the woman does it again. Vijaya God, the counsel, the lawyer of Twitter, says that I assaulted a child. She says I was mean to a child. And that's why I was taken off. You know, what a stupid lie. But see, it just hangs out there. They never say who the child is. They never show a clip. They just, he hurt a child. And it's like, do I have to sue you? I don't want to be an adversary with you, lady. But my God, I showed a clip that was on ABC, CBS, NBC, everywhere, of the big 10-year-old hitting the adult over and over again so the adult pushes him down. We had a debate about it like everybody else did. But they chose that, took me off YouTube for that. And then she can't even get it straight and says I was taken off Twitter for that. And then she says I was mean to Oliver Darcy, the rat-like creature. And Joe starts laughing. He goes, that's a public figure. He called him a rat because he goes around getting people taken off the Internet. She goes, well, it was very hurtful. So they let Islamic groups talk about how they're going to murder Christians and everything on Twitter all day long. They worked with Islamic countries to censor and track people. A bunch of different people like Michelle Malkin and others are being told, you know, watch what you post on Facebook or Twitter in Islamic countries because they're reporting you and you've got to follow Pakistani law. I mean, it's happening to everybody right now. These people are rampant censors, and the left is allied with radical Islam. They have been for 100 years. So that's coming up. It's powerful. And this is what people wanted from Joe, was real questions and real answers. And it was like a suicide mission for Jack and for his mommy, the Jaya God, to go on there because it was just overwhelmingly negative. Everyone literally hates them. 99% of the comments. So see, I have a 98% approval rating on YouTube. You have a 5%.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So I didn't invent gonzo journalism, but we definitely take it to the next level. It's unending. That almost every day I come in here, we're one of the top stories, or mixed in with one of the top stories, and have to respond to it. And this is very important, obviously. But Jaya Gade is the head lawyer for Twitter. And she basically went and fell on her sword holding Jack's hand on the program. And they just told whopper after whopper after whopper. And I really just didn't even know what to make of it. Now, again, Joe Rogan got torn apart by his fans a month ago when he had Jack on. Because it was seen as a softball interview, and everybody watching had experienced or seen the censorship. So to hear him lie about it and say it wasn't going on enraged the internet. And usually Joe has about a 90% approval rating with his votes on YouTube, the thumbs up. That interview had like 80% thumbs down. Well, Joe told me last Wednesday he was going to bring in Tim Pool, a very smart journalist, and was going to ask some serious questions. Well, he did it. In fact, I got home last night and ended up watching the whole thing. We covered some of it here live on air during the war room yesterday, and he tore the living hell out of Jack and out of Gata. But he did it in a very gentlemanly focused way that, I mean, I wish I could do. So this is the Joe Rogan I know. This is what we want to see. This is what his fans want to see. And Joe tore the living hell out of them. Especially when you know the facts. And Tim Pool devastated them. And you know, I don't just use words like that. Devastated them. Because internal Twitter documents are out there. The information is available. They censor nationalists and conservatives to try to make Democrats win elections. They tailor censorship, Facebook, Google, and Twitter for third world countries they're in and dictatorships. And the fact that they go, oh, it's an algorithm, or oh, it's out of context. And then they lie and say the reason I was taken off Twitter was beating up a kid. Well, we can put on screen, Forbes retracted that. They ran a story that I pushed a 10-year-old over in Kansas at a park. That'd been on the news for years that some other person did that. The guy doesn't even really look like me. It doesn't matter. I was taken off YouTube for beating up a 10-year-old I've never seen. You guys had it during the break. I saw the article out of Forbes retracts. That's why we pulled it up during the break. Whatever, it doesn't matter. There it is. Forbes contributor falsely claims Alex Jones assaulted child on video. And then they had to retract it. You might want to minimize that a little bit. I'm just going to start correcting here on air wholesale. Maybe shrink the article down a little bit. So, anyway, we didn't get to the video. We probably won't get to it. Hell, I don't even do the show anymore. I'm not sure. But, you know, a lot of it is focusing on these individuals really frustrates me because I need to show you where they retracted, or they will say I'm lying and I beat up a 10-year-old. There it is. Why YouTube's InfoWars ban is meaningless. And then it goes on to say Jones punches a child to the ground. And Paul Watson defended me, thank God. And then later they had to say, okay, that was not Jones in the video. It doesn't matter because now the J.J. Gade goes up on television and says this. Here it is from the Joe Rogan podcast.
So what was it that made you ban him?
So there were three separate incidents that came to our attention after the fact that were reported to us by different users. There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying. So that was the first one. The second one was a video that we viewed as incitement of violence. I can read it to you. It's a, sure. it's a little bit of a transcript, but now it's time to act on the enemy before they do a false flag. I know the Justice Department's crippled a bunch of followers and cowards, but there's groups, there's grand juries, there's you called for it. It's time politically, economically, and judiciously, and legally, and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now. Get together the people you know aren't traitors, aren't cowards, aren't helping their frickin' bets, hedging their frickin' bets like all these other do, and let's go, let's do it. So people need to have their, and then there's a bunch of other stuff, but at the end, so people need to have their battle rifles ready and everything ready at their bedsides, and you've got to be ready because the media is so disciplined in their deception.
So this is, you're saying that this is
right
a
there.
Call to violence.
Now this is 10 months after they ran that hoax, where Lester Holt and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all the usual suspects, Media Matters, took a 30-minute podcast, video podcast, and out of the thousands of words I said, they literally took words from 10 minutes before, 30 minutes later, and edited the words in the quotes like a word salad, like the game where you put the magnets of all the words on the side of the refrigerator, and then you can spell out whatever you want, or, you know, hey, honey, please get milk when you go out, or whatever, or, you know, I'll see you at church tomorrow. That's what they did. I said we need to legally, lawfully, through the criminal justice system, go after these people. That's 20-something minutes later. Earlier I say Antifa says they're going to come kill people in their homes, law enforcement, ICE, members of Congress. Here's where they're saying it. Twitter's letting them do it. That's why they got mad. So what do you do when you're Twitter and you're letting them say go kill people in their houses? Well, you just say that I said that. That's what the left does, is they turn truth upside down on its head. So again, I beat up a kid, not true. I said take battle rifles and attack the media. Never said it, lady. You came in there with notes, with written notes that are total lies. I could take, Dr. Hamshot, please. I could take this Breitbart article, 200 cases of mumps confirmed in Texas migrant detention centers. I could do that right now. And I could take this article, and I could take words out and then have it say whatever I wanted. I could say, Texas Tribune reported detention centers, and then say four officials, and that all government officials will be given 22 years in detention camps. I mean, I could take this article and take words out of it and get scissors, like you do with a magazine if you kidnap somebody and you trim out the word and say, give me $1 million, or, you know, your wife's dead, or your daughter's dead, or your son's dead. You trim it out and then you create what you want. And she sits there with this lawyer game, repeating an edited statement that A, I beat up a kid. I just showed you mainstream news admitting that's not true and retracting it. And that I'm saying come with battle rifles to the media. And then she gets into more of this crap. This is unbelievable. And of course, the thinking is, well, she's a woman. So if Jones comes out and criticizes her, well, he's attacking a woman. It's just incredible how sanctimonious you are and how you can't even come up with better lies. And then she gets the really good when we come back. Paul Watson's going to be here for that. The really good when we come back. I was mean to Oliver Darcy, the CNN reporter that goes around lying about people and getting them banned. I was mean to the poor little rat creature. Oh, but don't worry, Laura Loomer just got banned off the internet too. Because you can't bully members of the press that bully you. You can't even speak back to them. After all, Alex Jones beats up 10-year-olds. And you heard her, she said it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh, and by Bounce. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer when it comes to easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got Paul Joseph Watson in studio with us. He's about to jump on a big old jet aeroplane and fly back to Her Britannic Majesty's Kingdom. Good to have you here, my friend.
Good to be back, Alex.
We've only got you here for about a half hour. Then Tommy Robinson is going to be on. They've got his house staked out. They've got police out there. They've got Antifa death threatening his family. They are really after that guy.
Oh, no, we talked about it the other day. The future Prime Minister of Britain, potentially, is literally calling on YouTube to silence him on his last remaining outreach, his last remaining platform. This is, again, proves that, it's just a private company, they can do what they like. No, they're in league conspiring with lawmakers, with people in power, to silence free speech. This is a bigger argument than it's just a private company. And Alex, we had the whole Twitter scandal blowing up again yesterday. People have pointed out that Jack himself encouraged everyone to read an article which basically outlined the fact that there's no civility left and that civil war is likely to happen in America. Jack tweeted that out. It says the article was why there's no bipartisan way forward at this juncture in our history. One side must win. So he basically advocated abolishing civil conversation and advocated this article which basically says civil war is going to happen in America. Tim Pool pointed that out in the interview, and he made the point that if you don't allow civil conversation, if these divisions in American society...
That's what creates violence, as Kennedy said.
Yeah. If you exacerbate the divisions in society that are so rife right now, that is going to create a civil war situation, so they're going to be partly responsible for it as one of the biggest platforms and what is basically now the public commons silencing people. They're only going to drive them underground. They're only going to make them more angry, more extreme on both sides.
I don't want to write ourselves into the story, but InfoWars was the biggest part of the interview, and I'm glad Joe and Tim Pool kept bringing it up. And this lady, Vija Gade, if I'm saying that right, their quote chief counsel, she tells three gigantic super whopper lies that I got kicked off for beating up a kid, $1 million, whoever's got the proof of that, just totally made up. You ask how they do this stuff to Kavanaugh. They just do it. They just make it up. And then that I'm doing all these other horrible things, that I was mean to Oliver Darcy, even though he's a public figure and it's in public, and several other just huge lies.
Well, Alex, the viral video clip of the kid getting pushed down, by the way, that no criminal charges came from that on either side. It's on Twitter right now with 130,000 hearts or retweets. 130,000. It was uploaded by everyone at the time, June 2018. It's still on Twitter. Why have the people who made it go viral not been banned? We didn't film it. We didn't encourage a violent encounter between these people. So again, it was just another excuse because it was a cascade. It was Zuckerberg. It was Tim Cook. And Jack caved under the pressure when he should have stood for free speech.
And that's the way it works, is they take something down, then won't even say what it is and go, oh, he beat up a kid, and then you can't even defend yourself because you're not on the platform.
Oh, and also, the video in which you confronted Oliver Darcy, the guy who has devoted the past year of his life to getting you kicked off social media, that was not tweeted by you, that's tweeted by me. And the description was clearly from a news angle, oh, this is an interesting news event. Alex Jones confronts Oliver Darcy. It wasn't laughing at it. It wasn't rubbing it in Darcy's face. We can't criticize him, obviously, but it wasn't even like that. It wasn't even, oh, look at this, Oliver Darcy gets owned. It was just me saying, this is an interesting confrontation. I got suspended for 12 hours on Twitter for that. InfoWars did not tweet that video, as far as I know. It was not tweeted on your account. It's tweeted on my account. So again, another excuse. You didn't even circulate that video. I did. So why were you banned?
But that's the new phenomenon they admit, where they ban you for off-platform activity.
Yeah.
And then they make up what the off-platform activity is.
Yeah.
There's no due process. There's no checking. There's no nothing. They just do it. And then she goes on to basically say, oh, we ban who people complain about. But that's not true. Conservatives and others complain about leftists calling for people's death, people's murder, people praising after Tucker Carlson, and nothing's done.
Peter Fonda advocated putting Barron Trump in a cage with pedophiles. Still got his verified check mark, still on Twitter. This House Shoes guy, who again is, I think he's a rapper, verified Twitter account, literally called for the Covington High School to be shot up, to be bombed. All he did was delete the tweets, got no punishment whatsoever. He's still on Twitter. The guy who called for school shootings is still on Twitter. Because he criticized...
He specifically said, go blow the school up, shoot everybody. And then other people said, I'll give you sex if you go and punch anybody in a MAGA hat in the face. None of them get in trouble because it's a crazed pressure cooker of leftists at Twitter and at Facebook and all these platforms that do whatever the hell they want. Here's the big question, Paul. How do they then go to Congress, Sundar Pichai and all of them, and say, oh, there's no such thing as Dragonfly. Oh, we're not spying. Oh, none of this is going on when we have all the admissions, all the documents.
We've got the inside leaks from within Google, which show them discussing how to conspire to relegate things in their algorithm. So, and for partisan bias, we had a referendum on abortion in Ireland. They buried anti-abortion videos on the top search results of YouTube the day before the Irish referendum. That's election meddling. So, you know, we're blamed as Russian bots for election meddling or whatever. It's precisely what they're doing. And as I've said before, it shifts millions and millions of votes. This is criminal, what they're doing. This is clear election meddling. This is collusion, Alex.
And Tim Pool's top tweet says it all. This is election meddling, period. They're silencing voices they don't like. They're amplifying voices they do like. And they're lying about it to the public. In fact, if you just type in Tim Pool into the Google search engine on web, it's the first tweet that pops up. He says it more eloquently than that. But that's it. That's all this is. And I'll say it again. Everybody I know is getting really mad at Trump. I know you just had dinner with Don Jr., and he's going on Tucker saying, don't worry, the cavalry's coming. Well, it better damn well come. Because just like the Second Amendment's under attack, they need to protect the First, and this is out of control, Paul.
It should have come a long time ago, Alex. We were promised it months ago, and nothing happened. And, you know, people have rightly criticized Trump for not even defending many of the people who get attacked for wearing MAGA hats. He's too busy tweeting about Saturday Night Live and stuff like that, so... We're not abandoning Trump, obviously, but this needs to be brought front and center, as we talked about yesterday. It's not going to be until next year at the earliest.
Well, strategically, too, Trump needs to understand, and I know he's 72 and doesn't have a full grasp of the Internet, and I'm not saying that meanly. I know people that know him well. He literally still believes him going on Fox won the election. No, the Internet was magnitudes bigger. My God, we had a comparable viewing audience the week of the election 2016 that Fox News did. I'm not just saying that. Trump is allowing his people on the ground, the ones that catch the left acting crazy, the ones that amplify his message. He's not letting the troops on the ground get their provisions. Not letting the troops on the ground have free speech is a total strategic blunder.
No, we were the front lines, Alex, and we will be the front lines. You know, my average demographic is 18 to 35. That's the biggest block. Fox News, CNN, what is it, 70 years old?
Yes, geriatrics.
Even CNN's like 69. Fox News is 70 plus. So, yeah, those people aren't going to be around forever. They don't have the cultural resonance that we have, Alex. And you, as I said yesterday, you were a living meme. Memes have been proven scientifically to win elections. The left can't meme. The most effective memes are spread on the Donald and 4chan. You were a meme. They banned a meme. I'm not saying it to, you know, be funny about it, but they're powerful. The most powerful thing on the Internet is political memes when it comes to the pre-election schedule, Alex. So banning you as a meme had a massive impact, and people need to understand how important this is.
By the way, Paul, I wish you'd come stay here a few months out of the year because everybody loves you in studio, not just with the old map behind you. It's good to have you here in Austin.
It's good to be here, Alex. I'll come back soon.
When we come back, we're going to play this clip of Vijay Gadde, the chief counsel at Twitter, up there just spewing lie after lie after lie after lie. She says, I'm sending people with battle rifles after the media. Where's the video of that, witch? You're reading a fake quote. She says, I'm beating up kids. Another lie. Stop your damn lying, woman. Die. I'm sick of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Tommy Robinson has MI5 encamped around his house. You got video of it. They're working with leftist terror forces, literally, trying to set him and his family up. Docks where his children live. The death threats are pouring in, all because he exposed how they make their money running child kidnapping rings that are now all over the news. He'll be popping in. Watson's going to do one segment with us, with him, and he's going to go jump on that jet airplane. But I want to play some of this clip and then have you respond, Paul. And obviously there's 2 hours of this. We'll only play a few minutes of it. But Vijay Gadde, arrogantly, this Hillary Clinton acolyte, she's a big Democrat, she comes in like holding the hand of little Jack Dorsey, and then she continues to basically tell lie after lie. And I just don't get, Paul, how you would go on air 9-10 months after something's known to be false, after I've confronted Jack Dorsey and said, Jack, hey, I didn't say use battle rivals in the media. That's not true. I mean, I face-to-face told him that, and they're still doing it, Paul.
Well, they literally went through every example, Alex, of why people were banned. Like, why the Proud Boys were banned, for example. They were basically banned because, again, falsely they claimed that they were designated as an extremist group by the FBI. Not true. They claimed that they were violent, so then Tim Pool made the point, well, Antifa's violent. They literally go to people's houses, they beat people around the head with flags. Why are those accounts not banned? And it's because, oh, Antifa's a more generic group. So you had the Smash Racism DC group that went to Tucker Carlson's house. Because they're not calling themselves Antifa, then they don't get banned. So again, it's all semantics. Literally, they go through every example. Sargon of Akkad, the Learn to Code meme. They banned people for tweeting Learn to Code at journalists, for God's sake. The same journalists who abuse their platforms to silence and censor you all day, but we're supposed to feel sorry for them when they lose their jobs. No. Nobody should feel sorry for them. They're not journalists. They're activists.
Well, what I got from this is Jack and VJ and all these people are in way over their head. And they've got all this lawyer speak and all this BS, but no one, and I'm not just saying that. If you go read all the comments, no one, Paul, is buying this. I would call this a disaster even bigger than the last visit a month ago.
No, I mean, that was a disaster because Jack didn't know why you were banned. They asked him. He couldn't give a reason. Now they've given a bunch of reasons for not just you. They went through why everyone was banned. They went through the whole list. And in every single example, the reasons were inaccurate. So it's not just you, Alex. So, yeah, I've done polls on this. The reaction that I've seen so far, it blew up in their face like we said it would.
Let's play some of this. This is the blind corporate system leading the blind. Here it is.
So what was it that made you ban them?
So there were three separate incidents that came to our attention after the fact that were reported to us by different users. There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying. So that was the first one. The second one was a video that we viewed as incitement of violence. I can read it to you. It's a,
sure.
it's a little bit of a transcript, but now it's time to act on the enemy before they do a false flag. I know the Justice Department's crippled a bunch of followers and cowards, but there's groups, there's grand juries, there's, you called for it. It's time politically, economically, and judiciously, and legally, and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now. Get together the people you know aren't traitors, aren't cowards, aren't helping their frickin' bets, hedging their frickin' bets like all these other do, and let's go, let's do it. So people need to have their, and then there's a bunch of other stuff, but at the end, so people need to have their battle rifles ready and everything ready at their bedsides, and you've got to be ready because the media is so disciplined in their deception.
So this is, you're saying that this is a call to violence against the media?
That's what it sounded like to us at the time. And there have been a number of incidents of violence against the media. Again, I take my responsibility.
You get her even covering as a lawyer, go, that's what it sounded like to us at the time. She goes, oh, there's a bunch of other stuff. That's literally a 38-minute video where they word-saladed and put it together. It was about Antifa saying they're going to kill law enforcement and members of Congress, and I said, you better have your battle rifles ready. Had nothing to do with the media.
No, she's talking about attacks on the media. The most famous example of that, which they claimed was an attack on the media, then they blamed Trump, was that newspaper that got raided and the guy shot a couple of people. He had a vendetta against the newspaper stretching back to 2011. Had nothing whatsoever to do with Trump calling the media the enemy of the people.
And we've got Muslims attacking media.
Yeah, all the time. You know, Charlie Hebdo, biggest example. So, you know, that you talk about Tim Pool.
But everyone knows, I'm on the video saying, we need to non-violently, judiciously, legislatively, through the criminal justice system. They edited it all out. Literally in the same minute where we're talking about it, I say we must not be violent just because Antifa is violent coming to our houses. And they turn that into that. Here, let's continue with this load of BS. It gets worse.
What happens on the platform and how that translates off platform very seriously. And that felt like it was an incitement to violence.
So if he only tweeted the incitement to violence, he would have been fine?
If he only tweeted
that posted that transcript saying, get your battle rifles ready, you wouldn't have deleted his account.
Again, context matters to him. It's
right,
not
right.
About one thing. So no. We'd have to look at the entire context of what's going on.
So I'm asking, was that egregious enough for you to say that alone?
Hey, Paul,
that
again, wasn't. Context means we make up whatever the hell we want. Continue.
That was just number two.
Right, right. So then I guess the question is, what was the video context of the kid being thrown to the ground? Was it newsworthy?
We obviously didn't think so, and depicting violence against a child is not something that we would allow on the platform.
Why
is it still on Twitter, then, with 130,000 retweets?
Depicting violence? It's a damn top news clip everyone else played. But they won't show you what it is. You're thinking, what did he do to the kid?
If it's so bad, Alex, why is it still on Twitter? Yeah, you could go to an article.
Yeah, if you guys document Cam shot on Paul's laptop, he's got it all here. Or tell him what they type into Twitter. It's all over the news.
Now, this is Information Liberation. Tim Pool destroyed Jack Dorsey. That is the headline. And if you go down, he's got the original tweet right here. It's on an account called Donut Operator from June 2018. Let's have a look. It's the same video. 130,000 likes, 5.16 million views, 37,000 retweets. This is the video you got banned for, Alex. One of the three reasons. Why is it still on Twitter?
And again, guys, pull up the actual article, because what's happening is people forensically are going back now and checking out what I got banned for, and they're going, what? A video that was on ABC News?
Yeah, it's got 5 million views. Twitter helped this video go viral. They didn't take it down. They just took you down. So that's a complete BS excuse once again. Oh, it matters about context, Tim. It's the way she's so smarmy with it as well. It's incredible.
Well, then it gets worse. Let's continue with the next giant whopper of a lie. But this at least has some truth. I did confront a public figure in Congress whose life is stalking me and said, you're a dirty rat. It's true. But again, the lie that I'm bullying him is not true. Here it is.
If it was, there are certain types of situations where if you were reporting on, you know, war zone and things that might be happening, we would put an interstitial on that type of content that's graphic or violent, but we didn't feel that that was the context here.
Well, so there's a video that's been going around that was going around a few, 4 or 5 weeks ago, the one where the girls were yelling at that big giant guy and the guy punched that girl in the face and she was like 11 years old. I saw that multiple times on Twitter. That was one of the most violent things I've ever seen. This giant man punched this 11-year-old girl in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that removed from Twitter?
I don't know. I would have to go see if anyone reported it to us.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the issues here is, too, is, you know,
do you want me to get to the third one?
Yeah, please.
So the third strike that we looked at was a verbal altercation that Alex got into with a journalist. And in that altercation, which was uploaded to Twitter, there were a number of statements using eyes of the rat, even more evil-looking person, he's just scum, you're a virus to America and freedom, smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff, in my view. There was a bunch of
that's
verbal,
enough? Really? That's hilarious.
Pattern in practice, but it was a verbal altercation that was posted on our platform.
So
we took the totality of this, having been warned that we have rules against abuse and harassment of individuals. We saw this pattern in practice. One strike, two strike, three strikes, and we made a decision to permanently.
And so that last one was on Periscope? Is that what it was that he broadcast through?
I think it was originally on Periscope, but it was also reposted from multiple related accounts onto Twitter.
So we can agree with you when you say these things, like, you know, Alex said this, it sounds like a threat. He was berating this person, saying awful things. But ultimately, your judgment is the context. You say we have to pay attention to the context. We're just trusting that you made the right decision.
Well, I'm giving you as much facts as I can give you here, and I think that this is a
Paul, I want to get more into this, but no, there are no facts. He didn't show you what happened. He's a public figure in public, and I'm like, here's the dude who gets book deals killed, who gets me banned everywhere, who lies about me. Man, you're a jerk. You're an un-American piece of crap. If you can't dress somebody down, if you can't tell somebody coming after you that you're a piece of garbage, then what do we have in this country? The truth is the left bullies constantly. They just want to tie our hands while they piss in our faces. Well, you know what? I'm not one of R. Kelly's victims. You're not going to piss in my face.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.